This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, I see the saga of San Bernardino's marijuana legalization and distribution process and all of the drama surrounding it continues. What's going on this week?
Well, right. Another lawsuit has been filed claiming that the process was deeply flawed, that some of the 16 businesses who got permits to operate marijuana cannabis businesses in San Bernardino don't even comply with the city zoning and land use laws. Mm. And alleging also that the mayor hit up some of the applicants for campaign contributions or for help retiring his campaign debt in exchange for favorable treatment. Now, the mayor, of course, says that's not the case. He had nothing to do with the selection process of these 16 successful applicants. I think there were something like 40 applications. And that process was entirely handled by professionals. The city manager led the group, and there was a ranking process. And, of course, that's the process that's now under fire.
Okay, so what happens from here?
Well, there's already a court hearing scheduled today, Friday, in that first lawsuit that was filed. That's the one that sought an injunction, stopping the process for, as I say, about half of those businesses. But some people are calling for the city to just scrap the whole process as it's taken place and start over.
Okay. Next, I saw the headline in the paper, something to the effect of Riverside County Sheriff says there wasn't a budget problem, there was a sheriff problem. Newly elected Sheriff Chad Bianco made this remark. And I didn't get to read the article, Cassie, so I'm glad you're here to tell us what this is about.
Well, you're absolutely right. Chad Bianco, the new sheriff, says that Stan Sniff, his predecessor, had plenty of money in the budget to hire more deputies instead of leaving the unincorporated areas of the county understaffed for patrols. He said that the department had only about 119 deputies for those areas. Mind you, Riverside County Sheriff's Department is on contract to a number of cities, and those cities require a certain level of staffing so that they have a certain number of deputies on patrol in each of those cities. So that left fewer for the unincorporated areas. But now Bianco says, now that he's reviewed the budget, there has been money in the budget all along for about double the number. There have been about 119, I think he said 300 something is what was budgeted for.
Okay, you and I have talked about Stan Sniff going before the Riverside County Board of Supervisors and complaining about his budget. He needed more money. He didn't have enough. So how could one sheriff say that and then the next sheriff come in and say, well, we had the money there all the time. What's going on?
Well, you know, Sniff was fighting desperately to stop the Board of Supervisors from cutting his budget the way they were cutting all the other departments. But he says he thinks maybe Bianco doesn't really understand the budget yet. He's kind of a newbie, was a lieutenant. And he said a lot of the money in the budget are restricted funds and can only be used for certain purposes. And Sniff said, you know, over the years of budget cuts, he lost about 500 employees through attrition and suffered more than $700 million in budget cuts. So he's defending the position he took all this time.
Okay, I guess then as time passes, we will find out who's right, whether or not there is or is not money in the budget to hire more deputies.
Well, you know, an assistant county executive officer who oversees the public safety spending for the executive office said he doesn't disagree with Bianco. He said the sheriff's budget has actually grown every year, you know, as salaries go up, of course. Meanwhile, I just want to add that Bianco says he's in the middle of a massive hiring process, and he expects within 2 years to have deputies on board to fill those vacant positions that are in the budget.
Okay, let's move to San Bernardino County, where supervisors there moved to ban renewable energy projects from parts of the desert. I saw that, and I imagined there could be all kinds of reasons. Why did they choose to do that? Was it environmental, or are there business considerations, or what?
Well, there was a lot of pressure from people who live in the rural areas of the county to prevent these large-scale, mostly solar projects from going in and kind of disrupting the rural, peaceful nature nature of the areas where they thought they were building or bought their homes. And mind you, the areas where these large-scale projects are now prohibited also include some areas that are closer to urban areas, Bloomington, Muskoy, but also the mountains, Lake Arrowhead, Crest Forest, Joshua Tree, of area of beautiful desert and a lot of environmental sensitivity. So they had a five-hour hearing last week, heard from about five dozen people. Some people said they don't want the ban because they say there are a lot of construction jobs associated with these giant solar projects. Mm-hmm. But eventually, First District Supervisor Robert Lovingood, whose district includes a lot of the, most of the desert, as a matter of fact, said there are tens of thousands of acres where these projects can go in that don't disrupt people's lifestyle and don't damage the desert. And so developers of these projects will still have the ability to come and plead their case before the planning commissioner, before the supervisors, and ask for an override, a general plan amendment or something like that. But generally in those areas now, these big projects are prohibited.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.